Over the next 5 years, officials at the University of Arkansas Fort Smith say that institution must adapt to emerging realities that will alter the traditional higher education model. For example, UAFS must adapt to modifications to the state's funding formula, which is shifting toward performance-based funding. UAFS is also striving to continue diversifying revenue streams and preparing students for changing technological advances in the workplace. To stay on track to meet these goals, UAFS has created a new 5-year strategic plan. Ozarks at Large's Antoinette Grajeda has more.
Every successful organization has a strategic plan. That's what Georgia Hale, Provost and Vice Chancellor for Academic Affairs at the University of Arkansas Fort Smith, believes. She says a strategic plan allows organizations to know if they're spinning their wheels or if they're making progress.
If we don't have a plan, we don't know if we're actually accomplishing what we need to accomplish. And that's what that does for us. It lays out what our major goals are and helps us to have a path to how we're going to get there.
UAFS presented its new 5-year strategic plan to the community earlier this month. When putting this report together, Hale says it was important to look back at the previous plan.
Even though we accomplished just about everything that we said we were going to do, there are always some things that we want to continue to do, these things, because recruitment, retention, and graduation, that's always a focus for us. And it doesn't matter that we accomplished it the last time, we can always do better. So it's always good to look back as we're trying to go forward.
Last time, officials had a goal of growing baccalaureate programs. Having been successful in that effort, the focus is shifting.
We say we're developing programs strategically, which means that we're looking at what's needed in the community, as far as where the jobs are, and we're developing those programs that are preparing the students for those jobs or helping the businesses in the community to move forward or grow whatever they're doing and that we can help them with. So that's why it's important to look back, because we don't need to keep growing programs that we don't need. And the other thing is, we didn't have a master's program. Well, now we have a master's program, and we plan to grow it in this plan.
UAFS began offering a Master of Science in Healthcare Administration in 2015. 5 years earlier, local hospital administrators urged UAFS to consider the degree due to a shortage of trained healthcare administrators. A survey of local hospitals found 71% of respondents would have positions for graduates. This is an example of how UAFS will pursue its mission of focusing on workforce development.
85% of our students, we know where they are. They've either gotten a job, they've gone on to graduate school or med school or some professional school, or they're in the military. Well, that's a pretty good percentage. And so that's what we want to concentrate on, preparing our students for the workforce. And that goes along with our mission and the purpose that we've served here in this region, because we have very good relationships with the businesses and they hire our students very quickly.
The new 5-year plan includes 4 strategic initiatives: increasing workplace productivity, collaboration, and innovation, strategically aligning resources to support university objectives, providing an innovative and holistic educational experience for students, and increasing enrollment, retention, and graduation rates.
Right now, retention rate is about 65%. Our graduation rate is only 26%. And so we have some work to do there. So that is that is the number one strategy or initiative in our plan, is to work on those things. And again, I don't know any institution. In fact, I was looking at a strategic plan online, at one institution I was looking at said that we want to raise ours from 85 to 90%. So I'm telling you that there's not one who doesn't want to do better unless they're getting 100% retention, and I don't know anybody who's getting 100%.
Life after graduation will likely lead to more than one career. So Hale says they want to give students the tools they'll need to have flexibility in the workforce.
We're preparing students for life after UAFS, and that means that we're not just teaching them a specific discipline, but we're teaching them the skills to change careers if the time comes when this one is not working out for them, that they've learned enough critical thinking skills to be able to use them to go on to another career.
This plan, which will be implemented beginning in the fall, can be read at uafs.edu/about/strategic-plan. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Antoinette Grajeda.